Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to On the Money, live right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Your chance now to call in to get your questions answered by certified financial planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group. If you have questions on how to handle your money, whether it's a 401k or a Roth IRA or everything in between, or whatever I accidentally say and they say, no, Josh, that is not a real thing, but here is how you can actually do what people want to know. Right now, we are so pleased to be joined by Nancy Hecht and the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Bird. How are you guys doing today?
Morning, Josh. We're doing great. We're doing great. Good to be with you as well, as we have done for more than 30 years. Nancy and I are here to take the questions, things that might be on your mind, things regarding your personal finances. As I often say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old, look across the kitchen table to Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, you know, retirement's right around the corner. We've got the stuff that we've been putting our money in, our 401k. We went to that lunch deal and we bought that annuity. I have no idea what that's all about. You know, we've got to turn some of this into some income because all we have is Social Security. How do we do that? And these are the questions that Nancy and I and now 14 other certified financial planners, I'm proud to say, we've added a new certified financial planner to our firm this week, Matt Murphy, who used to be with Fidelity Investments for 12 years. We're honored to have him join our crew, and now we have 16 certified financial planners here with Certified Financial Group. But as I was saying, Nancy and I are here to take your questions as we have Monday through Friday answering questions for our clients, doing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. On Saturday morning, we are here for you absolutely free, and we're here to take your questions. I see you got to line up a call there. Joshua, Nancy and I will keep vamping here to kind of fill the time while you're screening that call, but we're glad to have you here with us, and we're here to take your questions. There's nothing that's off the charts, and if Nancy and I don't know the answers, we'll be glad to get back to you as soon as we can, or maybe look up the answer during the break. So you got that call queued up there, Josh? Yes. I see Bob from Melbourne. And you're going to tell me about him? Yes, we are.
Apologies. I was filling it out right now. Bob
That's
from
okay.
Melbourne has a question about Social Security. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning. I'm going to be turning 70 in September of next year.
Okay.
And I just wondered how far in advance should I apply for the Social Security, and when should I expect my first payment if I turn 70? Around the end of September of next year?
You will get it in October, most likely, and I would apply 30 days in advance or maybe 60 days in advance. You can tell them when you want to start. And with the phone systems being what they are and people not really in their offices yet, you may want to apply, you know, like I said, they're up to 60 days beforehand. So don't wait too long, and congratulations on delaying your Social Security. Why is that an advantage, Nancy, for
him
to delay?
Well, I mean, under normal circumstances, every year you delay beyond full retirement age, you would get an 8% increase in what you would receive. The nice thing over the last year and then next year is that the baseline was increased last year 5.1% or 5.9%, and next year it's supposed to be increased 6.1%. So you will get that 8% on top of that increased value that from last year and potentially next year. What month did you say you're going to be turning 70?
September, I think. October.
Okay.
October?
So you should get next year's increase. So I don't know any place that you can get an 8% annual guarantee. you know, over a 2 or 3 year delay, depending on what full retirement age is for you. So I always encourage my clients to delay as much as they can. Even if it's just a year, every year you delay, you get that 8% increase. So kudos to you for being able to wait.
So that's your question?
Could I ask one quick more question?
Of course. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Will they automatically start taking my Medicare premiums out of that?
Yes, they will. Yes, sir.
They will.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. I pay them myself now.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. So they will take out your Medicare and some tax if you're going to have that withheld as well. So you won't get that full amount, but that's the way it works.
And you may want to go on SSA.gov and just, you know, check to make sure that you know what the amounts are. And I don't know if you can file for your Social Security through SSA.gov.
I did. I think you can still do that. And you want to do that, too, and also check your earnings record, because we have found that some people have some gaps in their earnings, and you may be entitled to more than what the record shows if you can have proof of your prior earnings. So it's not a bad idea to check that going in. So I hope that helps, Bob.
I have actual paper statements of my earnings records.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And also, I believe, you know, they're correct. And so I think that's going to be. And can I read that I can apply over the phone.
Yeah.
But good luck getting through.
Well, and that's why I'm suggesting that you go to SSA.gov. I mean, it's really not a hard site to use at all. I've gone on it a number of times.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice weekend.
And have a nice retirement. Bob, get to wait until 70 to get a Social Security. You're going to get a nice big check there with a big increase. I think that increase is going to be closer to 10% this year, Nancy.
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, I know what was stated last year.
Yeah.
And so
it's a bump.
If I'm conservative, then fine. Everybody will benefit.
All right, I see we got another call there. Josh, let's fire it up.
That's right. We go from one Bob, let's weave to another Bob over in Ocoee. Go ahead,
Don't Bob. Don't worry, Bob.
Hello, morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Basically, I'm retired, turned 70. My wife is about to turn 72. We just started drawing Social Security. Social Security with my pension is about $100,000. I do have Vanguard with some savings, $800,000 in a savings stock fund, bonds, IRA. I have $1.2 million. And a Roth with $400,000. And I guess my question is, I'm a little concerned about maybe doing a conversion from IRA to a Roth, because I'm not really using that money with Vanguard. Mm-hmm. Does this make any sense?
Now, let me be sure what you've got with Vanguard. Is this is what you're speaking to? You have a Roth at Vanguard, and then you have other monies that are not in retirement plans at Vanguard, and you're thinking about doing what? Converting it to a Roth? You can't convert non-IRA monies to a Roth.
That's correct. I have $1.2 million in a regular IRA.
Okay, got
and
it.
And I have $400 in a Roth.
Sure.
And since I'm not using it, I hear so much about these conversions.
Mm-hmm.
But being 70, is it really worth it if I... You know, if I live till 90, I am my wife, and it's like, is there a break even point? Is it worth it? I have one child that I'll be leaving the money to.
Okay, it's all a matter of your tax bracket. So now your pension is taxable, your Social Security is going to be taxable. You're probably taking the standard deduction, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's see here. You are going to probably be in the 12. You're going to be in the 22% tax bracket when you make that conversion. I wouldn't do it. I would leave the money there and take the RMDs as needed, and I wouldn't do the conversion, because you're in a 22% tax bracket. You're going to pay 22% right off the top. How would you like to lose 22% of your IRA and say, let's go forward from here?
I mean, if you can fund the taxes from outside of the conversion, then it could potentially make sense.
But even then, you're still paying 22% taxes.
Right.
So I probably wouldn't. Go ahead.
the market is about to dip a little bit. All this IRA money is in bonds, so it's really not making much money. The Roth, I have it all in stock, but I kind of tend to lean towards what you're saying. It's almost like it isn't worth it. But with the market dipping, I just tend to, I have a itchy trigger finger, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, get your finger off the trigger.
So the value of your bond funds has declined because interest rates have increased. I would imagine that the dividends have increased, the annualized yield, and you're reinvesting on sale. But I think what you need to do is like a little thumbnail tax return. If I convert, this is what I'll pay, versus waiting until what the required minimum distribution will be and what the pet taxes are going to be when you turn 72. I mean, the biggest unknown is we don't know what the tax brackets are going to be like in 2 years.
The good news for you, Bob, is today we have state-of-the-art software that can run the comparison for you and show you the pros and cons of doing the Roth conversion, plug in your actual numbers, show you the tax implications, and show you the net benefit of making that conversion over the years, factoring in gain, rates of return, inflation, and so forth. So if you'd like to follow up with that, give Nancy a call. Give any one of our planners a call on Monday, or you can go right to our website, financialgroup.com. We offer a complimentary consultation, and we'll come in, see if there's a basis for us to work together. We charge a fee for our service, but I guarantee you the fee is going to save you one heck of a lot of money in taxes than what you may be paying. You shouldn't be doing flying this by the seat of your pants. We appreciate your call. Wish we can give you specifics, but once again, everybody's situation is unique. But you're about to make a big change, and that's a lot of money paying taxes. Once it's gone, it is gone. So you really need to have a clear look at that. So we encourage you to give us a call. That's what we do for our clients day in and day out here at Certified Financial Planners, working with our clients as fiduciaries. That help you? Not a lot, right?
Yes, sir. I'll contact Nancy. I assume there's an email address on your site.
Nancy@financialgroup.com.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Okay,
have
you're
nice
welcome.
Weekend.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you.
Bob. Thanks for the call. Yeah, that's an interesting question. And, you know, the Roth has been dangled out there as the end-all, be-all to everything. And we've seen the disasters of people coming in. They make that big conversion and really don't look at the tax implications of that. And oftentimes, as you alluded to, Nancy, they pay the taxes out of the money that they're converting. And so they're really in a deeper hole to try to get caught up. It makes sense in some cases. You know, if you're in the 10 or 12% bracket, it makes sense to do it. But anything over and above that, I don't like that. I don't like the conversion. And, but anyway.
A discussion I had with some clients yesterday about retirement accounts in general is that if you look at favorable versus unfavorable legislation in regards to tax retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, IRAs have had favorable changes to them. And the Roth, especially this year, is being attacked because so many people have been able to accumulate a decent chunk of change in the Roth accounts, and the line from the federal government was, and this all people have these millions of dollars in their Roth accounts, and it's not taxable, and it's not fair. So my antenna is definitely up in reference to Roth, and there being some adverse changes to it as opposed to advantageous changes like there have been to the traditional things.
I can see Bernie Sanders right now. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair that you've got all that money.
I wrote a blog about it because, you know, somebody had aggressively managed their Roth account and got it up to several million dollars.
Yeah, and you can do that. And then it's not fair that you've got all that money there and it hasn't been taxed. So,
yeah,
it's something to look at, but you really want to crunch the numbers. But that's what we do as certified financial planners. And we'd be glad to have you come by our office and see what we do and how we do. Get our office up here in Altamont Springs. We also have an outpost down in the Windermere area for our clients down in South Orlando. And if you have more interest in what we do and how we do it, go to our website. That's financialgroup.com. financialgroup.com. And I see we're up against a break, Josh, so take it away.
That's right. If you have a question for the Certified Financial Planning Professionals at Certified Financial Group and you want to talk to them right now for free, get your questions answered, the number to call is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
On the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. My name's Josh McCarthy, the middleman between you guys, the listeners, and the certified financial planners of the Certified Financial Group. If you have a question on how to handle your money, whether you want to plan for retirement or set up some money for your kids, or you received a lump sum and you want to know what's the best way to do with it, because it's different in every scenario. That's what I'm learning in my couple of weeks here with the team at Certified Financial Group. If you have a question, call right now, 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. Today, we're so lucky to be joined by Nancy Hecht and the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt.
Josh, and as correct me if I'm wrong, but we are, I think, the only financial call-in show. All the rest of them are pre-recorded infomercials. So, you know, you have the opportunity to screen the calls and ask us questions, and we take them live and try to help our listeners. That's what we do, and we welcome your call. So the good news for you is the lines are open, and those numbers are
844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO. And the topic of today's show, guys, I see it's a very interesting one. It says, I recently met my client's children, and it was great.
Yes. Yeah, that was a situation I had a couple weeks ago. I have a number of family groups where I have, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 generations of the family as clients, as most of us do. But some relatively new clients, their children live out of state and happened to be in visiting, and asked while they were visiting if they could come in to meet me, which I was completely open to and welcomed. I mean, it's nice for the kids, and I say kids, they're, you know, adults my age. Well, supposedly we're adult, but anyways.
Age-wise, anyway, chronological.
I digress, okay. But, you know, just to meet me and see our offices and know that we are real, and to ask the various different questions about the relationship I have with the parents. And then they also had a lot of questions about their own stuff, which they had, you know, however much time I was willing to spend with them to ask. And it's just a matter of getting to know the extended family who may potentially eventually be clients, and the family who may eventually have to rely on me to, in succession, make things go smoothly and advantageously for them. But more importantly, just to see that we're actually like real people, and we care about their clients, and we're doing what is responsible from a fiduciary standpoint, and being able to put their parents first.
It's a great opportunity also to update our file, be sure that we have a durable power of attorney in force or on hand. We need to have that on hand. And if they don't have that, we remind the parents and the children that, you know, before you leave town, why don't you get this done? Because if something happens to mom or mom and dad, we can't talk to you unless we have that paper in file. And we always encourage our clients to have that as well. So as Nancy said, it gives us the opportunity to kind of bridge that next generation. And many times we maintain those children and now grandchildren as clients. So, yeah, there's a benefit. So our listeners, we know we have a lot of clients as listeners, and if you haven't brought your children to the office when they're in town, or even if they live in town with you, bring them by, have a cup of coffee, and let's sit down and talk and get reacquainted with the rest of your family. We encourage you to do that. And I see we've got another call here. You want to try to squeeze that in, or you want to put Angel on hold until the bottom of the hour there? Josh,
Angel,
you're in charge.
Angel seemed like he had a pretty complicated question. Again, that could just be me being the new guy. But I think it deserves a more than just a rushed 30 seconds of me trying to fumble through it. So,
okay.
Angel, if you could hang on right through the break. We're going to take a quick break, guys.
Well, looking forward to talking to you after the news.
Awesome. Again, if you have a question for the team at 844-580-WDBO, that is who we're talking to right now. You're listening to On the Money, where we are giving you answers on your monetary needs. So if you have a question,
I want to mention that Charles Curry is also taking calls off the air. So if you have a more detailed question and you want to speak to him privately, he'd be glad to talk to you. You can reach him right now at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document. Charles is a certified financial planner, has 10 years experience with Sun Trust in the Trust Department, and 10 years with Charles Schwab, and we're delighted to have him as part of our certified financial planner team. So hang in there. I see we got a break coming up, so take it away, Josh.
Thank you so much, Joe. And Charles, tell him I said hi if you talk to him. The number to call is 844. If you want to get your question answered right now, call 844-580-9326, 844-580 WDBO. If you want to talk to Charles off the air, 407-869-9800. And you are listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Welcome back to On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. This show is brought to you by the Certified Financial Group with offices in Altamont Springs. Charles is taking your questions off the air if you want to talk right to somebody who is in the office. 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800. If you want to talk to Nancy Hecht or the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Berthard with me now live here on the show, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. And we're going to come to Angel in just 1 second, but I just wanted to stress how important it is to get your questions answered, because I remember when I was in high school, Nancy and Joe, that a certified advisor, I don't know whether or not he was a certified financial planner professional, but he came to the school and he said, listen, I might sound crazy right now to you kids, but save money now, because compound interest, and basically it went right in one ear and out the other. So coming into the show, this is one of the topics that I still, as a 33-year-old man with two kids, I knew the least about. But this might be one of the most important shows that I regularly listen to because of the implications that it can have for me and my family.
Well, that's very flattering. Thank you very much.
No, it's true. They don't teach you this stuff in school. And even if they did teach you, like you had the opportunity to hear from this gentleman or this lady that came in and talked to you, you know, you're 17 years old. You're thinking about what you're going to do on Friday night, and you know you're not worried about this stuff. And you know, Nancy and I have seen some disasters walk into our office for the first time that had really great opportunity through their lifetimes, and now they're playing catch up and trying to figure out what to do because they just, you know, thought that tomorrow would never come. And believe me, tomorrow does come, right, Nancy?
Yeah, a number of years ago from, I went and spoke to a sixth grade class in Pine Hills, and then I had done a whole semester of teaching at middle school in Lake Mary. I wonder if any of those people remember anything I said to them.
I'm sure some did. I've had that experience as well, and I've heard from a couple of parents over the years doing the same thing that you did, how their kids took it to heart. Now, you certainly didn't impact the whole class, but even if you just save one soul, it was worth the trip, worth your time doing. All right, let's get to Angel. He's been patiently hanging on. Angel, are you there?
Hi, Angel.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. Yeah, good morning. So I'm 64, going to be 65 in December.
Okay.
And I got an email from our HR department saying that when I turn 65, I'm not allowed to have an HSA account while I have Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And in looking into it a little bit, I want to continue working till 70. I do want to keep my HSA. And according to the email, it said that I had to opt out of Medicare. So I called Medicare and I asked them, hey, how do I opt out? They said, well, you're not in. So I just wanted to clarify, do I need to do anything to keep my HSA?
Well, you can keep your HSA. The question is, can you contribute to it? Once you're in Medicare Part A, You cannot. You can no longer contribute to your HSA. You can keep it, but you can't contribute. Now that's the distinction.
And I think that's where your HR department was unclear.
Okay. So yeah. So really, my question. Thank you for clarifying it. Is I want to continue contributing to it. Do I need to do anything with Medicare?
Yes. You have to opt out of Part A. And therein lies a challenge. It is possible to do it, but you can do it. And so you want to get on the ball now. Go to ssa.gov and go in the Medicare. I think it's the Medicare section. Mm-hmm. And there is a way to opt out of Part A.
And then make sure your HR department is up to date on those rules and that you're exercising this option and because you still want to contribute.
And be sure
you are legally allowed to do that.
And be sure that your employer is going to be your primary insurance cover, because if they think that you have Part A, which is the hospital coverage, and they're not covering that when you turn 65, you're going to find you may find yourself in trouble. So you want to be sure that that gap is filled with your insurance there through your employer, Angel.
Yeah. So are you saying that I am automatically enrolled in Medicare when I turn 65? That's why I have to opt out?
That's correct. Part A, you're automatically in. Yep.
Okay. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. That's quite all right. Yeah. We run in that some frequency, Nancy.
Well, and a lot of time when it takes a negative action to make something happen, people don't realize that you actually have to do that.
Yep. So the benefit to the HSA, he's putting that money in and it's growing for him on a tax-free basis. Mm-hmm. And at the appropriate time, he could use it to supplement his medical expenses. And the money will come out of that account totally tax-free. Married filing jointly, you can put up to $7,000 into your HSA this year. So that's the story there for Angel. And I see we've got a text question that came in there. Josh?
That's right. This question comes to us from Marie in Orlando.
Marie!
She wants to know, what is the tax filing provision that Elizabeth Warren had put in the recent inflation bill?
So this has been a hot topic this week. The working title is called Freedom File.
Oh.
So
from Elizabeth Warren, let me tell me about the freedom.
In simple terms, the IRS will send you your tax return. And it will say either you're entitled to this refund or you owe us this amount of money. And if you accept what the IRS is saying, you just sign the return, done, over with.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, some people, such as those of us that are self-employed, have too complicated of tax returns to be able to do something like that. The predication for this was that tax preparers are making too much money filing people's taxes. It's not the impetus of this is not from helping the tax filer. It's to hurt the tax preparer. And then a question came up when discussing this over cocktails and cigars was, okay, so if you say I'm not going to accept what the IRS is sending me, are you automatically becoming a red flag for audits?
No, 87,000 more IRS employees out there to be sure you are not.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting.
So that was part of the new bill, huh?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yes. Well, you know, I actually read these bills, and it's interesting the nuggets that you find in there. You know, there's the hot topics that are always discussed. But, I mean, something like this will impact a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're getting a letter in the mail from the IRS and it says, okay, so you owe us, you know, blah, blah, blah dollars, sign here. How many people, because they're going to be afraid of the IRS, are just going to say okay and do it and send in a check for whatever the case may be? It just, I'm not a fan.
Oh, I think the big impetus behind this, too, is what they found is the abuse of the child care tax credit and the other credits that the low-income folks use. And sometimes the tax preparers take advantage of and cheat the system. And therein lies the problem. So that's possibly what the impetus to that was. But I'm not a big fan of the IRS telling me what I owe and just sending the money. So we'll see how that plays out. Interesting. deal there. So that was a text. Who was that text question from? From Marie, is
from Marie, that's right.
Marie, okay, all right. So yeah, Marie, now you know. Marie,
now you
Marie.
Have to decide. You're going to keep doing your own taxes or having your preparer do it, or just accept what the IRS says you either owe or are entitled to get as a refund.
And taxes are a very important part of financial planning. You know, as we work with our clients, it's not just managing their money, but it's really looking at your overall tax situation, the most appropriate way to withdraw from your IRA, from your Roth IRA, from your 457 plan and your regular brokerage accounts, and where do you fall? And when you turn 65 or you stop working, do you have that gap there where perhaps you can do conversions? And this is what we do. We put it up on the screen, show our clients exactly what you can do and can't do, should and shouldn't do. Like we had the first caller, I think it was Bob, who had the question about the Roth and making some conversions. So once again, it's what we do at Certified Financial Group. We've been doing this now for more than 40 years. We have an office down in the Windermere area as well as up here in Altamont Springs. We work with clients doing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. As certified financial planners, we are required to work with you as fiduciaries, which means we put your interests first. We are on your side of the table providing you investment advice and financial planning information for a fee. So we encourage you to give us a call. Charles Curry is in our office right now. If you want more information as well, you can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. And we have a workshop coming up, right, Nancy?
I was just going to say, Josh, if we have a moment, Angel had asked about the health savings account. So on August 27th, Gary Abele is going to host Healthcare Options in Retirement. And he's going to discuss all those hot button topics, Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care. So Healthcare Options in Retirement, August 27th. It's from 10 until 12. And then the other workshop that we have on the books is hosted by Charles, speaking of him. Savvy Cybersecurity, 10 Threats Every Person and Business Face and How to Protect Yourself. That's on September 14th from 7 to 8 in the evening. If you go to our website, financialgroup.com, there is a workshop tab. I encourage you to make a reservation because they tend to fill up quite quickly. Light refreshments will be served. Financialgroup.com, workshop tab.
And the one that Gary is doing on Medicare options in retirement, as I've said before, when you turn or get close to 65 is going to happen, I think it would call her Angel.
Yes.
Your mailbox literally explodes with opportunities. And then you see all those commercials, right, Nancy, with Pat Boone.
And people apparently have been knocking on our door. My husband is approaching this.
Really? Now they're knocking on doors. Huh?
Yes, and he said that there was somebody who knocked on the door to talk to him about
Medicare. Yeah. So Gary will give you the scoop on it. Not leave your checkbook at home. He's not going to sell you anything. He's going to tell you the pros and cons. Medicare Advantage is a big, hot topic. And he's going to show you the holes in the Medicare Advantage and plan and why it may not be the most appropriate thing for you. So these are absolutely free. Go to our website, as Nancy said, financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. Click on events. You can make your reservation right there. Gary's workshop is on a Saturday morning right after our program here at 10 o'clock in Altamont Springs. And Charles at Cyber Threats is on a Wednesday. It's an hour from 7 to 8. So we encourage you to take advantage of it. It is absolutely free, and we hope to see you there. And I see Josh is queuing up another call, and that call just dropped off. So, okay.
Go ahead.
We got another text question there I saw came in.
That's right. We had a quick text question here. This comes to us from Mike in Orlando. Mike wants to know that when a spouse dies, what happens to the two Social Security checks?
And this is a question that a lot of people have. So what happens is whatever check is largest is what will remain for the surviving spouse. I mean, a lot of people think that you get to keep yours and maybe you'll get the bump up from what your spouse's was, but that's not the case. And when maybe an ex-spouse dies, you potentially could get a bump up in your own Social Security. That happened to my mother-in-law. My father-in-law had made more than she did. They had what was considered to be, by the law, a long-term marriage. And even though they had been divorced for a long time, when he passed away, because his Social Security was higher than hers, she got the increase. She didn't get hers plus the increase of his. She just got one check now that was a little bit bigger than what she was getting.
Got to be married 10 years or more to qualify for that. It's something to look into. And these are all the things that we address with our clients when we do financial planning. I know you have, Nancy. I've uncovered the fact the widow comes in and she didn't realize she was eligible for more money for the last 10 years and just left on the table. So this is what we do with certified financial planners. This is what we're trained to do. We're not just investment advisors. We wrap financial planning into your investment advice to make it a comprehensive look. And I see we're up against the clock, Josh, so take it away, buddy.
That's right. If you want to talk to Joe, Bert, and Nancy Hecht of the Certified Financial Group right here in Orlando, we have one more segment to get your questions in. Call 844-580-9326, 844-580-WDBO, or Charles Curry is awaiting your call off the air if you want to get right to the point and start filing your paperwork now, 407-869-9800. And if you want to reach to them face-to-face, they have a couple of workshops coming up, one August 27th on the healthcare options in retirement and a savvy cybersecurity one coming up September 14th. Plenty of ways to meet the professionals at Certified Financial Group. And you are listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Welcome back to On the Money, your chance to get your questions answered on how to handle your funds with the team at Certified Financial Group right here in Orlando, the only call-in financial planning show in the area. And for example, if you don't believe me that it's call-in, Neff and Kissimmee, how you doing?
Yes,
good morning,
how
Neff.
Are you doing?
Good, what's up?
Good morning. Yeah, I missed a couple of informative information you guys were giving last week. But I remember last week you were talking about you're retired and you're supposed to start taking money out of the 401k. How right. much is it that you're supposed to be taking out?
Well, you don't have to start taking money out until you hit age 72.
Okay.
And I think that the first percentage is based on your December 31st of the year balance of your account the year before you turn 72. I think the first one is 4.36.
It's 3.65. 3.65 is the percentage that you apply to the balance, as Nancy said, on December 31st of the year before you turn 72. And that percentage changes every year. And there's a table for that. But that's what you have to do. And if you don't, there's a 50% penalty.
For under
so then you're forced to take out 3.65%. 3.65.
Yes, sir.
3.65. Okay. Yeah. And okay, so if you don't take it out, then you get a penalty.
That's
okay.
Correct.
30%.
So that's from the 401k. So how could I avoid if I don't need them, let's say if I don't need the money and I want to keep it, where would I put it?
Why are you still working? Are you still working?
Yeah, I work part time. Yeah.
Okay. Are you still eligible to contribute to your 401k?
No.
Okay. All right. So what I do for my clients that have to take the required minimum distributions but do not need the dollars and would like to keep them invested is I open up a non-retirement account. So it's an individual account that's either joint, owned by an individual or by a couple with some type of payable on death title attached to it so it can avoid probate. So we really just move either the asset or dollars from the retirement account to the non-retirement account and allow that to stay invested.
And you can transfer the assets out in kind if the assets are down, as you don't want to sell them necessarily. You can just move them in kind and still keep the assets working for you. However, you do have to pay taxes on that with money that you withdraw, Neff.
Okay. All right. Now, you said that you're going to have a workshop on the 27th. What time is that?
That's the one on the 27th is from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So
it's right here in our office in Altamont Springs.
Yeah.
And
that one is free?
It
okay,
is free.
I'm going to have to go to you guys because I need some what you guys do, financial help.
Okay.
Well, we've been doing it for more than 40 years, Neff, so give us a call.
Go to the website and please make sure that you make a reservation for the workshop.
So that's financialgroup.com?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, so I hope to see you guys, and I guess I'll bring all my questions because I have a few of them.
All right,
perfect.
What we do. Okay.
Have a
Just
great
as a reminder, Charles Curry is still taking calls off the air at 407-869-9800, 869-9800.
Thank you so much for everybody who called in today, and thank you so much for commercial breaks so I can ask them my own private questions myself. Every time we go off the air, I'm like, hey guys, what do I do here? Hey guys, what should I do for this? And so they really are the real deal. They are so approachable. If you have any questions that you have about how to plan for your financial future, I would recommend swinging by their ultimate office, or there's one right here. Where's the other office? Windermere?
In Windermere.
That's right. And you are listening to On the Money, where we're planning tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group. Got your cable just today.